السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته. تتوا شیخ شریم rendering the khutbah from the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarrama. We welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today, Alhamdulillah, is the 21st of Zulqa'dah 1442, corresponding to the 2nd of July 2021. He prays Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, declared the faith and said, adopt the quality of taqwa. Almighty Allah's knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing. Wa ma taskutu min waraqatin illa ya'lamuha. There is no leaf that falls but Almighty Allah knows. There is no seed in the darkness of the land, in the earth, anywhere, Almighty Allah knows. Wa la ratbin wa la yabisin illa fi kitabin mubin. There is nothing new, nothing old. Everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahimahullah used to say, we must have that yakin, firm conviction, that Almighty Allah knows the past, the present, and the future. Similarly, he spoke about how a human being can be successful or a failure. When the human being follows his nafse ammara, his whims, fancies, desires, lust, and passion, then that becomes the path of ruin and failure. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu illa ma rahima rabbi. In the beginning of the 13 Jews, the 13 Subara, Almighty Allah states that the person who's going to follow that nafs of his, that evil desires of his, then that person will be crushed, except if Allah has mercy. And remember, this human being, sometimes when he realizes, then he becomes late also, and then he looks for excuses. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira walau alqa ma'azira. That human being deep down knows he or she is guilty, but outwardly we give excuses. Husband will blame the wife will blame somebody else, and so forth and so on. So remember that we must move away from that and suppress our evil desires. Then the next one is nafsil awwama. Almighty Allah takes an oath on that which is very, very important. La uqsimu biyawmil qiyama wa la uqsimu bin nafsil lawwama. So Almighty Allah Jalla wala taking an oath on the day of justice. And the nafsil lawwama. So what is nafsil lawwama? Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahimahullah used to say that a human being must keep on taking stock of himself every day, make muhasaba. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, take stock of yourself before the day of hisab, the day of reckoning. So we all are guilty of sins, so let us better ourselves. And remember, then you have nafs mutmainna. Ya ayyatu an nafsul mutmainna. That is the person, he stays away from sins. And if he commits sins, then he accepts it and he confesses to it, doesn't look for excuses, and then he detaches and he distances himself from the sins and does not go back to those vices. Then such people, Almighty Allah states, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. Allah is pleased with you and you are pleased with Allah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Today we see that the social media has become a very big thing. Every person, second person has. So we always are busy looking for the faults of others and speaking ill of this one, taking snaps of this one and so forth. So remember that here there are two problems. Problem number one, if it is based on lies and rumors, so that is a sin itself. Second one, then your aim is to run down that person. So that is another problem. So remember in Islam that if we criticize or we give advice, it must be based on fact and not on rumors and propaganda. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Tuba man shaghalahu aibuhu an uyubin nas. That the people who are good and will get Jannat and Paradise are those. They are so engrossed at looking at their own fault faults rather than looking at the faults of others, the hadith in Bulughul Maram, Musnad Ahmad. So therefore, always give advice, ad-deenu an-nasiha. And deen is what? Sincere advice, as mentioned in Sahih Muslim. And don't look for faults to criticize people, rather look for the faults so that we tell them to become better and we also become better. So that should be what our aim should be. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. That was the first khutbah. In the second khutbah, he said that what are we doing today? We want to blame other people, but we don't look at ourselves. See Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they made mistake. They in battle of Uhud. And all Almighty Allah said, "Kul huwa min indian fusikum." It's because of your own actions this happened. So you must remember that. So we are human beings. We have limitations. All Almighty Allah forgave them. Allah elevated them. Allah gave them Jannatul Firdaus for every Sahabi, male, female, adult, and child. Wa kullu adallahu al-husna, Quran says. But for me and you, we should always remember the golden principle the Quran has said. That if we did wrong, then it will be against us. And we did good, it will be in our benefit, in our favor. And laysa lil insani illa ma sa'a. For human being is only what he strived for and what he made effort for. Remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beautiful hadith in Sahih Muslim, and that is a person goes out every day, either mu'tikuha or mubiquha. Either he frees himself from Jahannam and so forth, that is when he suppresses his desires, he goes against the whisperings of Shaitan and the Satan and Lucifer, and he goes against what society tells him to do, then that person will be successful. And otherwise that person becomes the slave of his evil desires, or the Shaitan and the cronies of Shaitan, or he follows people just to curry favor with them and so forth on batil. So remember, that will be mubiquha, we destroy ourselves. And thereafter he made dua for the ummah. So that was the synopsis of the khutbah. So let me just mention the programs inshallah hereafter, and then you will know. So we are going to make dua now inshallah, and thereafter will be Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and 12:30 inshallah sharp will be the lecture by Mohana Ilyas Patel, and he's giving advices during these times. Yeah, good lecture. Then 1 o'clock to 1:30 will be du'as from Makkah Mukarramah. 1:30 to 2, Surah Anfal, that is from our archives, verses 53 to 56. 2 o'clock will be the Arabic lesson, Mona Khalid Yaqub. 2:30 to 3, Madrasa on Air, Mona Zahid Khan. 3 o'clock will be the repeat of this morning's program, but it is a Q&A. 3:30 will be a Urdu lecture, Mu'min Ka Shan, and that is remember by Mona Salim Dorat of Leicester, UK, that the rank status of a believer and what should we focus on. Thereafter, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we have a very interesting talk for you, and that is a lecture of mine many, many years ago. I had my report back on Chile, Argentina, and a Hajj program. So all together this afternoon between 4 and 5, inshallah. Al Aziz. Thereafter, 5 to 7, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, Mawla Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of this khutbah, the translation and dua, inshallah. Then will be 7:30 to 8, Mawla Yunus Patel. 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock tonight, very interesting, where Brother Shafat Ahmed Khan, between 8 and 9, he is with the professional litigator, Reno Dabir, and he says this lockdown is a big farce. So listen to that between 8 and 9 with Brother Shafat Ahmed Khan and Reno Dabir within 8 and 9 inshallah on Malka Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. Then 9 to 10 with Mohana Rafiq Muhammad, and they're discussing the war criminal Donald Rumsfeld, who was dispatched to hell recently. Good riddance to him. So anyway, you must remember that will be also interesting. Then 10 to 12 will be the repeat of the Q&A inshallah. We thank all our directors, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the Capital Group, our Hafiz Shabir Basha, the Ansar team, our Haji Fizal Asmal and Sirius FM, our Bhutti Gandhi, our brother Muhammad Khan, Mawana Ahmed Dokrat, and Salahuddin and family, and all our well wishes. May all Mighty Allah Jalla wa Ala bless you, guide you, and remember today the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. We are living in difficult times. Make dua for Palestine, for Syria, make dua for the people who are oppressed in all parts of the world, and make special dua. We know our country can be going towards bigger problems end of this week, so make dua for our beloved country as well, that all Mighty Allah protects us. Always read Surah 12 verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. All Mighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the best of protectors, and He All Mighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the most merciful one to show mercy. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thanaan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Walaka alhamdu kullu. Walaka almulku kullu. Biyadika alkhair. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma laka alhamdu fil ula. Walaka alhamdu fil akhira. Allahumma laka alhamdu bil iman. Walaka alhamdu bil islam. Walaka alhamdu bil nabiyya akhir al-zaman. Walaka alhamdu bil quran. Walaka alhamdu bil sihha wal afiyah. ولك الحمد بالأهل والإيال. اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا، ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا، ولك الحمد بما سترتنا، ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا. اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما وأهله. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم في مرضانا مرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس الأعلى. اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا. اللهم انقلهم من ضيق اللحود إلى جناتك جنات الخلود، في سدر مخدود وطلح مندود وظل ممدود. يا غفور يا ودود يا أرحم الراحمين. أمر غناهكم مقبول فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے دعا کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ ہمارے دعا کو قبول فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ جو بیمار ہے یا اللہ ان کو شفا کامل عطا فرما. یا اللہ محض اپنے مہربانی یا اللہ سب کو شفا کامل عطا فرما، صحت عافیت عطا فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب کی جو ہے صحت عافیت عطا فرما. یا اللہ جو انتقال کر گئے ایمان اسلام کے ساتھ، ان کی بال بال مغفرت فرما دیجئے. یا اللہ ان کے پسماندگان گاؤں خاندان والوں کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے خاتمہ بالخیر عطا فرما. اللہم ارزقنا شفاعت النبی المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا اللہ grant us the intercession of the master حبیبنا مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم on a day of justice. For us, for our spouses, our parents, our children, our siblings and the ummah of مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہم جل خیر ایامنا یوم نلقاک فیہ. یا اللہ make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. یا اللہ اللہم جل آخر کلامنا کلمة لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. make the kalima flow from our tongue. یا اللہ the time of سکرات when we come to meet you. یا اللہ اللہم انا نسلک جنت الفردوس الاعلا. یا اللہ grant us جنت الفردوس. اللہم جرنا من النار. save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah grant us straight entry, direct entry into Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. يا الله اللهم إنا نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم يا الله we saw so much of makhluk and creation and countries and continents and cities يا الله we have the shock to see you يا الله you are our khalik you are our malik you are أرحم الراحمين يا الله اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم وارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم منصور أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين والصهاينة المعتدين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين ومن والاهم اللهم عليك بالروافض ومن والاهم يا أرحم الراحمين قبول فرما يا الله قبول فرما اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روآتنا يا ستار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب ستاري کا معاملہ فرما دنیا میں بھی قبر میں بھی آخرت میں بھی ستاری کا معاملہ فرما فاللہ خیر حافظ وارحم الراحمین اللہم احفظنا من بین ایدینا ومن خلفنا وان ایماننا وان شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتک ان نغتال من تحتنا یا اللہ ہمارے ملک پر رحم فرما کرم فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کو توفیق عطا فرما قال اللہ تعالی فی شان حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا فتاح يا فتاح اللهم افتح مساجدنا كلها في العالم Ya Allah, open all our masajids throughout the world, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us. It is because of our vices and sins, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balaq wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Rabbi jalni muqim صلاتي ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 يا رب العالمين Those brothers who are going to make Jummah, remember that even four brothers who are sane and mature, so wherever you are in a house, in a garage, wherever, make your Jummah, don't miss Jummah wherever you are. Give the Adhan, read your Sunnahs, give the second Adhan, then the Khutbah. Khutbah, just read Surah Fatiha, one, two Surahs, and then the second Khutbah again. Simple, anybody can do that, and then the Iqamat, and then the two Fard Salat, and then your Sunnahs. So make sure you perform your Jummah Salat. Allah make easy for the Ummat, inshallah. And now you can listen to my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala, 1:30 to Moana Elias Patel, inshallah. And then the Dua, and then the Tafsir of Surah Anfal. Make Dua, abundant Durood Sharif upon the Master alayhi salatu salam. Allah Jalla wa la accept us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.